From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri residents can now use their state-issued ID to get into military bases and nuclear power plants. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has given Missouri an extension until October 10th in order to get driver's licenses to comply with the Federal Real ID Act. That means Missouri residents can use state-issued IDs to enter military bases or nuclear power plants. Department of Homeland Security spokeswoman Justine Whalen says her agency granted the extension because the state will soon come into compliance with the federal Real ID law.
We can see that they're moving towards compliance and just need a little extra time.
Missouri residents will need a Real ID compliant ID to get on an airplane after January 22, 2018. Spokespeople for the governor's office didn't return messages about when those forms of identification would be available. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A Republican state lawmaker from Pacific is poised to jump into the race to take on Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill next year. Representative Paul Kirtman, a member of the Missouri legislature since 2010, is expected to announce the formation of an exploratory committee for a Senate run. This comes a week after U.S. Representative Ann Wagner announced she was not going to run for the seat, sparking an uptick in speculation on who would take on McCaskill. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is being recruited for the race by a handful of prominent Republicans. Ryan Ferguson, a Columbia man who was released from prison after his murder conviction was overturned, may not receive the $11 million he was awarded Monday in federal court. According to a settlement agreement, the city of Columbia will pay out $2.75 million of the $11 million judgment. It was issued by a U.S. District Court judge for violating Ferguson's civil rights during the homicide investigation of a former Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor. Six former investigators with the Columbia Police Department were named in the lawsuit, so the city and their insurance companies are on the hook for some of the damages. The Columbia, Missourian reports an agreement between the officers and Ferguson signed last week stipulates that Ferguson will receive only up to $2.75 million in damages in exchange for the officers settling the liability portion of the lawsuit. The city and its former investigators agreed to settle the lawsuit with Ferguson to avoid a lengthy trial with uncertain results. Ferguson may still seek the remaining damages from another insurance company, which denied the officers coverage. Missouri tests reveal that stormwater from just outside a landfill complex contains radioactive contaminants. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources found levels of alpha particles that exceeded the threshold allowed for drinking water outside the Westlake landfill. The Environmental Protection Agency says the data doesn't signal a public health risk because stormwater doesn't represent a source of drinking water. Alpha particles are a form of radiation that needs to be ingested to pose a significant health threat. The agency is conducting additional tests to determine the cause. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.